Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Houston City Council has voted to expand rules designed to get homeless people off public sidewalks. They've expanded the ordinance three times this year. Now they're including the Greater East End, where officials plan to open a homeless center next year. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
In the 3 months following the last expansion in mid-July, police officers initiated more than 1,000 cases for sidewalk obstruction, compared to about 500 in the prior 3 months. Councilmember Julian Ramirez voted in favor of expanding the civility ordinance, but he also pointed to those numbers, first reported by Houston Public Media, and asked for more data from Mayor John Whitmire's administration.
Do they end up in services? Are they fined? Are those fines waived? How many are actually paid, et cetera? And I think this kind of data would help inform our policies going forward.
While full details for all citations issued over the past 3 months are unavailable, fines were waived in 77 cases due to individuals spending time in jail. Another 65 cases were dismissed, according to data obtained from the city's municipal courts. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
The Aurora Borealis made a rare appearance in the Texas skies last night. Dr. Carolyn Sumners with the Houston Museum of Natural Science says it's only visible when the sky is clear and there's an especially powerful solar windstorm.
Storm happens when the energy builds up in a sunspot region, in an active region of the sun, and it builds up to where it has to release energy in a burst of solar wind.
Although it's rare this far south, Sumner says people should check online forecast for opportunities in the future to see the northern lights. There's basketball at Toyota Center tonight as the Rockets play the Washington Wizards. Tip-off is at 7. Mostly clear skies this evening. Overnight low expected near 64 degrees. We could see some patchy fog early tomorrow, otherwise mostly sunny. High around 82. Temperatures 64 tomorrow night. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.